One of the most common mistakes I see in my editing work involves the words into and onto. Some people seem to think that any time the word in or on comes before the word to, you can just automatically smush them together into a single word. That thinking results in errors. He handed the paper into his teacher. I'm going to listen into the podcast. Don't give into his demands. He didn't catch onto the idea very fast. We need to log onto the server, hold onto the railing. In all these examples, a one word into or onto constitutes a mistake. In each of these examples, there should be a space after in or on before beginning the word to. Of course, the one-word forms of into and onto exist for a reason, so obviously they have their place. The challenge is knowing how to determine whether you want the one-word form or the two-word form. Luckily, this is pretty easy. All you have to do is ask yourself whether the in or the on is working as part of the verb. Is the meaning of the verb different than it would be without in or on? Think about the sentence, don't give in to his demands. To give means something different than to give in. To give means to put an object or something like that into another person's possession. I'll give you my old laptop. But to give in means to concede or acquiesce. So in this case, the preposition in isn't acting so much like a preposition as it is like part of the verb. There's a term for these groups. They're called phrasal verbs, and they occur anytime a word works with a verb to change the verb's meaning. Give in, bring up, call off, take down, throw up, make up. There are more than we can list here, but in each case, the word that follows the main verb, like the up in bring up, changes the verb's meaning. There are only two types of these phrasal verbs that cause problems, however. That's because only in and on happen to have cousins that combine them with the word to. That is, into as one word is a word, but up to and off to are not single words. So phrasal verbs ending in in or on are pretty much the only ones that create this confusion. And the way to avoid these problems is simply to proceed with a bit of caution. Whenever you have to use into or onto, just ask yourself whether the verb in front of it needs the in or on to retain its special meaning. If so, insert a space before to. If not, go ahead and run them together into the single word forms into or onto.